Good morning, my name is Jamie Strickland. Today I will be discussing demographic health and job-related factors associated with job turnover and loss of income. First, I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues at Washington University and thank NIOSH for supporting our project. I'd also like to acknowledge that I have no personal financial relationships or commercial interests associated with this presentation. High turnover is costly for employees due to administrative paperwork, new employee training, and loss of productivity during training time. Employers should also be concerned about turnover as it might be a marker for poor physical or psychosocial working conditions, which may also lead to loss of productivity. From a public health perspective, job turnover and income loss are of concern because they may affect workers' physical and emotional health, and furthermore, turnover may result in workers and their families losing their health insurance altogether. The purpose of this study was to address three main questions related to job turnover and income loss. First, what is the incidence of job turnover and income loss among different working populations? Second, do these factors vary by working population? And third, what personal and job-related factors are associated with job turnover and income loss? Data were collected as part of a longitudinal study examining upper extremity disorders in newly hired workers. 1,108 workers from 8 companies and 3 trade groups were recruited into the original study. Participants in this study completed a baseline physical exam and nerve conduction test, and they also completed surveys at baseline 6, 18, and 36 months. For the current study, 848 participants who completed the 6-month and the 18-month surveys were included. We collapsed workers into 3 groups based on their employer at baseline. The first group was the computer technical group, which had 334 workers who were involved in jobs related to computer work, clerical, laboratory, radiology, or other miscellaneous jobs. The construction or trade group was made up of 358 carpenters, floor layers, and sheet metal workers. And finally, the service group had 156 housekeepers or food service workers. Potential risk factors for job turnover and income loss were taken from 3 different survey time points. The baseline survey, participants reported age, gender, race, education, income, and smoking status. Body mass index was calculated based on the height and weight recorded in the physical exam that we conducted at baseline. From the 6-month survey, we assessed job control, social support, and job insecurity using CRASIC's job content questionnaire. We also looked at job turnover and loss of income between the baseline and the 6-month surveys, and these are referred to as previous job turnover or loss of income throughout the presentation. The 18-month survey provided reports of upper extremity symptoms, functional impairment, or new medical diagnoses within the past year. The outcome variables included job turnover, which was defined as a change in job between the 6-month and the 18-month surveys, or in the past year. This was hand-coded based on participants' reported current job at these 2 different time points. Income loss was defined as reporting that income decreased in the past year, and this was taken from that 18-month survey. The incidence of job turnover and income loss was calculated for the 3 separate employer groups. We also conducted univariate analysis between each potential risk factor and outcome. And finally, using the risk factors that were significant in these univariate analyses, multivariate logistic regressions were conducted for each outcome. So if you look in the first column here labeled total, the overall sample was approximately 1/3 female and 2/3 Caucasian with a mean age of 32. Over half participants completed education beyond high school, and nearly 60% reported income less than $30,000 per year. And nearly 1/3 were current smokers. The distributions varied by job types. Looking across the last 3 columns, we see that women represented a little more than half of the computer, technical, and service workers, whereas nearly all the construction or trade workers were men. The computer, technical, and construction trade workers were mostly Caucasian, and service workers were primarily African American or other non-Caucasian races. The computer technical workers reported higher education and income and less smoking than the other 2 job types. Although job turnover and income loss at the 18-month time point was the primary outcome, we also assessed these variables at the 6-month survey. By 6 months post-hire, about 5% of the computer technical and construction trade workers had changed jobs, whereas more than 13% of the service workers had left. Income loss at 6 months was reported in 6.9% of computer technical workers and in about 9 to 10% of construction trade and service workers. The incidence of turnover and income loss was much higher by 18 months, but the pattern among the job types was the same, with service workers changing jobs more than the other two groups. One interesting thing to point out here is that the comparisons between the construction trade workers and the computer technical workers. If you look at the top half here, we see that these two groups report similar rates of turnover, but then looking at the bottom half, the construction trade workers actually have higher rates of income loss. And this might be somewhat driven by the economic factors, such as decreased residential construction, which is where many of these guys work. We found that for many of these guys, they're not necessarily leaving these jobs, but they're laid off for periods of time due to loss of productivity at the job sites. So this table presents the incidence of the incidence or the mean of each potential risk factor by job turnover status. The gold or yellow highlights there represent the significant differences at the P less than 0.05 level. As you can see, all variables except age and presence of upper extremity symptoms in the last year were significantly different between those who had job turnover and those who did not. And then here we have the incidence or the mean of each potential risk factor by income loss. And again, the gold and yellow highlights represent significant differences. The results we see are similar to what we saw with job turnover, with the exception that gender is no longer significant. So the univariate results indicate that demographic, health, and job-related factors may all contribute to job turnover and income loss. We then conducted multivariate logistic regressions to further assess predictors of turnover and income loss. All significant variables from the univariate analysis, including gender, were entered into the model, but only the significant predictors are presented here. We see that workers who earn less than $30,000 a year were more likely to change jobs, but not necessarily experience income loss. And this may suggest that those who leave low-income jobs have less difficulty finding another job at the same income level. Previous job change or income loss and current smoking were all associated with turnover and income loss at 18 months. New medical diagnosis was only predictive of income loss, suggesting that health problems may not lead to turnover, but are likely associated with lost time and therefore lost income. Lower perceived social support was predictive of job turnover, whereas perceived job insecurity was associated with both turnover and income loss. And if you remember, job insecurity was captured at the 6-month time point, a full year before this outcome. So it seems that people who thought they might lose their job were often correct in their assumptions. We also conducted separate regressions for each job type and found that predictors did vary between the job types. For example, insecurity significantly predicted turnover in both the computer technical and the construction trade workers, but not in the service workers. Previous job change at 6 months was predictive of turnover in construction trade and service workers, but not in the computer and technical workers. One interesting similarity was that smoking was a significant predictor of turnover in all three job types. Excuse me. There are a few limitations to be considered when interpreting these results. First and foremost, the overall study focused on carpal tunnel syndrome and other upper extremity disorders, not necessarily job turnover or income loss. Second, we did not have a measure of overall health status, so we're really only seeing a small part of the health-work relationship here. Third, gender and race distributions vary by job type and thus may affect the race and gender comparisons in these analyses. And finally, we did not differentiate desirable turnover versus undesirable turnover, so it is possible that job change was actually positive for some of these people. A major strength of the study, however, is its prospective design. Participants reported on these potential risk factors prior to reporting their outcomes, and this is one of very few prospective studies of turnover and one of the only ones to use both symptoms and psychosocial factors as predictors of turnover and income loss. So to conclude, Job turnover and income loss have similar predictors, which include demographic, health, and job-related factors. These predictors, though, vary by job type. Employers can help to improve both worker health and perceptions of social support and job security to decrease turnover. Worksite smoking cessation programs might be one way to simultaneously improve workers' health and job turnover. Finally, as a public health researcher, we must further examine the common predictors of health inequality and turnover income loss, such as race, income, and smoking, in order to better understand this bidirectional relationship between work status and health. And perhaps more importantly, to help employers to understand this relationship and help them to improve their employer or employee health. Thank you.
We actually have a few minutes for a question or two for this presentation. All right, I guess she answered everything that you wanted to know.